can fix it, rock it.
WHFR, Dearborn. We'll be right back.
Saltbeast, rise out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast, which I saw, was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered at the beast. And they that worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, and blasphemed his name, whose tabernacle. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given unto him all kingdoms, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. That has been Scott's show mix made by Curtis Wolf, also known as Laptop Operas. Okay, live in the studio as promised, we have White Dwarf. Are you guys there, gentlemen?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, are you ready to do something for us?
Oh, for sure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Our pleasure. We're going to start off with, I believe, There Lies You.
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Your kin, your brothers and sisters.
have a master plan. We have things written down for you. We know what's in store for you, but it's all for you. Don't take nothing so personal.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show behind the board. I'm Scott Boatwright. And on the other side of the window, we have live in the studio the band White Dwarf. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey. Hello, how are you?
Good. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Stephen Weta Jr. I am the lead singer and synth player. Secondary synth player for White Dwarf. Josh is also a synth player, and he'll tell you more about that.
Hey, I'm Josh Hedges. Play synth in White Dwarf. I also play guitar and program everything on the computer here as far as the beats go.
Okay, and Stephen was telling me you're the brains behind the operation. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I guess so, yeah.
All right. Originally your idea?
Yeah.
Where did the name come from, White Dwarf?
Yeah, Josh was the one that came up with that one.
Well, I just really like the name. I really like space.
Spacey stuff.
Yeah, it's not really too much going on behind the name there.
Okay, didn't come from any specific source or anything like that?
No, not really.
Just came to
I'm
mind.
I'm actually really bad at naming things.
Mm-hmm.
So I sometimes just come up with something that usually just pops up in my mind.
You don't have kids, do you?
I do not. Luckily, you know.
They might be in trouble someday when it comes
They might have some interesting names one of these days.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Huh? So how long have you been doing this?
We actually met in the fall semester of WCC 2013. So
we recorded our first demo in October, I believe, and that's kind of where White Dwarf kind of came from. Josh has his own studio at his house, and we just kind of started working together, and it's kind of how things kind of happened, really. But yeah, we met in school.
Okay. And just found out that you had similar interests?
Yeah, pretty much.
As far as music and stuff goes?
Yeah, it was kind of amazing, really. Yeah, we just kind of met, and I showed him some of my music. And from there, we just kind of created a demo album and played some shows, and here we are now. So...
Okay. Do you remember any artists you talked about that you had in common that kind of started the conversation, so to speak, musically? Or?
Oh, I think we actually started talking about David Lynch. Stephen had played a piece of his during one of our classes, and it just reminded me of David Lynch.
Oh, okay.
Sounded like something you'd hear in one of his movies or something. Trying to think of... If we talked about other bands,
I've like shown you some stuff. Mm-hmm. I know we both like Aphex Twin
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Okay.
And that's a big influence. A
bit more on the experimental realm.
Right.
A lot of, like some krautrock stuff, maybe like some Can, Mondul, stuff like that.
Okay.
For sure, yeah.
So is that how you would describe your music to somebody? Kind of more of a soundtrack type of stuff? Or?
I mean...
I'd say it's more like minimal synth and psychedelic rock.
Okay.
There's a unison between those, and it was named something, it would be that.
Okay. All right. What do you have for us now?
This one's called Bloodstream.
Okay.
I will survive.
no matter heavy loads or our worries, let's walk down salvation, let's broaden our needs, our needs, our needs. I can promise you that you will be able to tell. I can promise you that you won't go through hell. I can promise you that you could tell. If it's in your bloodstream, if it's in your bloodstream, if it's in your dream.
Live in the studio, we have White Dwarf here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And we're going to see about changing something here real quick. Alrighty. Again, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays from 4 to 6. Live band every Thursdays from 5 to 6. And White Dwarf is doing something for us as we speak. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we're going to have Boston Blackie. That's old-time mystery radio. Hopefully you'll enjoy that as well. And then at 7 o'clock, we've got the Jump Button. Best in game, video game, TV soundtrack, TV themes, all that good stuff. Anything that has to do with TV shows and video games, that kind of thing. So never know. Might hear Sonic the Hedgehog. It's possible. So... Josh, you got a, well, both of you, rather, have a show coming up this weekend, correct?
Yes, that's true.
All righty. That's going to be at Woodruff's?
Yeah, that's on Sunday at Woodruff's.
Okay.
Part of Totally Awesome Fest 10.
Okay. They're also saying that's part of Woodruff's last stand, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be one of Woodruff's last shows. Yeah.
I think it ends on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Elbow Deep, the last one. And
I believe so, yeah.
It's all over with, so yeah. You get to be part of that. That's great.
Yeah, it's really great to be a part of it, too.
Okay.
Those guys have been pretty accommodating towards all the many local bands in Ipsy and Ann Arbor, and mm-hmm. Those guys have been great.
They'll be sadly missed, for sure.
Oh, indeed. Okay. One of my favorite places to play, for sure.
All right, so you have played before, then, at there?
Yep, I played a couple times there.
As White Dwarf or other?
We played once at Woodruff's as White Dwarf.
Yeah, once as White Dwarf. I've played there in a different band called Hungry Ghosts. Also did a solo set here or there. I'm sorry, I have like 7 or 8 different projects I do, so sometimes I might forget what I played when. But
that's okay.
It's been a couple of times at Woodruff's. Always been a great time.
So you're a veteran then?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Hey, you're looking forward to it, though, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Do you know approximately when you're going on Sunday?
We go on at 8 p.m.
All right.
So and I'm assuming since there's a huge volume of bands playing, it's going to be 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Not 8:30, but, you know.
Not 8:15, but yeah. Pretty much straight up 8 o'clock. So anybody listening out there, if you do want to check out White Dwarf, we highly suggest that you get there early and on time if you want to check them out. Then. So, yeah, I went there for the first time. I hate to say it. I never made it out there. I live more on this end of town, but I got to check out the Fuzz Fests. And
okay. I was there also, yeah.
That was really cool.
Great time, yeah. Yeah. Big shout out to Jeremy Wheeler for doing that light show. That was incredible.
Yes, it was. Huh?
That was one of my fondest memories of Fuzz Fest there. That was great. Yeah. All around great show. Chris Taylor, super good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's see what we have now. A track called Numbers?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Live in the studio, White Dwarf. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You're listening to WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from campus of Henry Ford Community College here in Dearborn, Michigan. All right, for our listeners, if they want to get a hold of some of your music, how would they do that?
Well, right now, you could... I run a label. I have a Bandcamp for it. You can... go ahead and visit that. It's called Rave Yard, all one word. We have our demo up there. And feel free to listen to it. If not, just come see us live, and we should be able to hook you up with a cassette or CD.
Okay. Do you have any other projects in the works presently, or?
Oh, my. Yeah. I always have a project in the works. Well, I also do a project called Magic's Marker, which is more focused on drone music and doom metal, experimental noise. I just played a show on Wednesday. Steven actually played along with me inside of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have another band with Morgan Daniels called Happy Campers. We are an acoustic duo. We are also playing on Friday as part of Totally Awesome Fest 10. We'll be playing at 5 p.m. At VG Kids. That's in Ypsilanti. I have a couple other solo projects, one called Theater of the Haunted Eyelid. It's more kind of movie soundtrack stuff. I've actually had some of that in a couple of horror movies that recently came out. I'm not sure if I could say the name of the horror movies on here due to the language, but...
Better not. Better safe than sorry.
I'm going to say Apocalypse is in the name for one of them.
Okay.
And, well, the other one I can say is Gutterpunk Massacre.
Oh,
and,
okay.
That was, I have Magic's Marker featured on that.
Now, was that locally filmed or?
This was filmed in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
How did you get hooked up with those people then?
Well, it's actually someone that I met a very long time ago in Ann Arbor, just through a local punk house that threw shows and stuff. And I remember talking to him one night about making movies, and he was just telling me all these ideas that he had, and he was making these zombie flicks, and he followed through with everything and started making them. And I literally talked to them that one time, and then I contacted him when he had made the movie, asking if I can get some of my music in there. And then I made a SoundCloud kind of specifically for him for songs to choose and whatnot, and he decided to take it on to other movies too, which I was really happy with.
Wow, that's fantastic. All so, because of a chance accidental like meeting somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. That's real cool.
Yeah.
You'll have to keep us posted on when the movies actually come out.
I actually think there is going to be a VHS convention called Tape Eaters 2. That's going to be in Ann Arbor, July, totally forgot the date. It might be around the 20th of July. But I will be, premiering that movie. Well, premiering it in Michigan at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, I will have, DVDs of it too, that I'm releasing through my label as well.
Okay. Would they be able to get the information on that on your website then, or?
Well, it won't be available on the Bandcamp, but if you decide to follow anything on Facebook, you will be linked to it. I'm going to be promoting it pretty well.
Okay, so your Raveyard is on Facebook as well, then?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's where they would keep up with the latest news as far as the movies and the other projects.
Yep, for sure.
Okay. All right, sounds great. Sounds like you do a little bit of everything there.
Yeah, I try and keep busy. And sometimes I just can't help but to keep busy. This stuff is just pouring out of me. I can't stop it.
You might as well.
Hence the 7 different projects, and it's all different music. Kind of just all over the place. So it's kind of incredible that I could have a doom metal drone noise project and then a couple days later play a nice mellow acoustic set. That's just, you know, kind of beautiful.
Sounds like you got multiple personalities.
Oh. Never thought about it.
But that can be a good thing, though. All right. Well, when you're ready, maybe you can come on again sometime with one of those other projects then.
Oh, I would love to.
I'd like to hear that doom metal stuff, that drone.
That's, you know, that's some of my favorite stuff to do and perform. It's different every time.
Cool.
Yeah, Josh actually shown me a cassette of Magic Marker, and it was pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he gave me a copy and brought it home to listen to it, and it's pretty awesome, so I'd recommend it.
Cool. We're going to have to set that up then.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Okay. Why don't we give our listeners another one there then? We have Blade Death.
Okay. Actually, it's called Black Death.
Oh, Black Death. Sorry.
This is a more electronic song here. They're all pretty electronic, but this one really is electronic.
Okay.
Black Death. Black Death. When you hide in the shade, are you really safe from the sun? Do you teach the ones who can't learn? Have you heard something good from the source? Can they cure this? Black Death. Black Death. Black Death. Black Death haunts us all. During this fall.
Black Death. Have we met? Have we met?
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And live in the studio, we have White Dwarf. Okay. Trying to think. For people that weren't listening at the beginning, where can we get your music again?
You can go to Bandcamp, and I have a label that I run called Raveyard. You can access that through Bandcamp. Or just come out to one of our shows, and I usually have some of our stuff with us, as well as some of the other stuff on Raveyard as well.
Okay. And any plans for an... excuse me there. Any plans for a new release coming up? You're working on a new
White Dwarf? We're currently in progress of working on our... official album, we'd like to call it. We've been putting together a lot of tracks, and we might bring some, we might lift some from the demo we have as well and put them on there. So we're really excited about it, because it's going to be like our complete body of work pretty much so far, all the good stuff we like. So we'll see where that takes us, and when we finish it, it'll be pretty sweet, we hope. So
yeah, and we also have a split coming out with Super Thing too, which is a local Ann Arbor Ipsy band.
Okay, all right. When is that going to come out, approximately? Do you know? Or?
It's safe to say still a couple months here.
So about
everything
summertime?
Still needs to get recorded. And,
yeah, things are still in the workshop.
Oh, okay.
The idea is set, and. Yeah, we're just waiting for everything to come and play here.
Okay, something to look forward to then.
Yes.
Full length by your band and then a split as well.
Indeed.
Sounds like you gentlemen will be busy.
Oh, yeah, always.
Okay, and let's see, we got another one. It's No Secret.
Okay.
Your own demise was an act of transcendence, a fabrication of a lie that sits within your mind. You need to pass over, there's no point in a struggle. Surrender the headspace, eradicate the trouble, then you'll find the truth. secret. That reaching forth to embrace your sinking lights, nearly dim, taking darkness in the ever elapsing night.
No secret. Live in the studio, White Dwarf here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as we were talking about earlier, you got a show coming up this Sunday.
8:00 at Woodruff's is part is Totally Awesome Fest 10.
Okay. Any other bands you're playing with that you're looking forward to or that you know of?
That same night. You know, to be quite honest, I wasn't sure of a lot of the other bands that are on the bill.
Okay.
So I really couldn't give you an answer.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, or even the other nights. I know off the top of my head, I know Childbite's playing.
Not too familiar with Childbite.
Oh, yeah, you make sure that you check them out. I don't think they're playing the same night you are, but if you're able to come, I think it's they might even be playing tonight. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think other people have told me to check them out. I'm just really bad at checking out stuff that people recommend to me.
You get around to it eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to be going on the stage at 8 o'clock. And as we talked about before, it's a tight show because they got lots of bands. So when they say 8, they mean 8. So if anybody out there listening, if you want to check out White Dwarf, we highly suggest that you get there early and on time. Check them out and maybe get some of their music if you're interested. So that's just coming up in a couple of days. This worked out kind of worked out, huh? The fact you were able to come here and play for us.
Worked out great.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We want to also say thank you to the band Casino and Raphael for hooking this up, too.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We really appreciate that.
Recommendation from Raphael. Yep. That'll work. Okay, that's cool. Well, we've got a couple more that we're going to hear from you, right?
Yeah. Do we have time for a couple more?
Certainly. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So this next one.
Is it 8 minutes?
Drone.
All right.
can you comprehend? The great divide. The stories were told. Ways to never grow old or scared. Now that we got it off our chest, we're no longer second best. Our true beings we haven't yet met. Please be heaven sent. Please be heaven sent. Please have mercy. Please let me pass on by and on through to the other realm. Other realm. And when I arrive there, give me direction. If I detect your presence, please help me the best you can. The best you can. The best you can.
Live in the studio, White Dwarf. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I want to thank you guys for coming down to play for us.
Thank you.
And it thank looks you. Like we do have time for one more. We can go to about 6:02.
We got a short one, so
that works, out. That works perfect. Out perfectly. Yeah, we have a little clock there for you now that you can check out there. So that should work out. And once again, if you want to check out your stuff, that's on Facebook, that's on Bandcamp, Raveyard, and go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yep, that's Raveyard.
All right.
That is correct.
And then you'll be playing Sunday at Woodruff's for Woodruff's Last Stand and Totally Awesome Fest.
Correct, indeed.
All right. Once again, this is White Dwarf.
I've been gravely mistaken. This is not the day I die. No, this day is the day I thrive. This is the day I survive. Let's step back a couple of pegs. Let's rewind to a peaceful time. Let's go back. Death, don't come for me. For I am free, I am free, I am free.
I'm Dick Lanchinsky.
Randy Dunn. Reg
Nicholas. We're the Hatchet Man.
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.